page 8. Zen lodge in the mind of the Bodhisattva, Maitreya, Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Maitreya. This thought. Oh, how great, a wonder does that Tathagata display. What may be the cause? What is the reason of the road producing so great a wonder as this? And such astonishing, prodigious, inconceivable, powerful miracles now appear. Such astonishing, prodigious, inconceivable, powerful miracles now appear. Although the Lord is absorbed in meditation. Why, let me inquire about this matter. Who would be able here to explain it to me? He then thought, here is Manjushri, the prince of royal, who has pride his office under former genus and planted the root of goodness. While worshipping many Buddhas, genus means genus is another one of the names for Buddha, genus. And worshipping, it is not just worship. This is it means in Sanskrit pradikara. It means alms giving and offer of business care, you know, to prepare food for him, or to make love for him, or mend his roof or rooms, and to take care of the people who may come, or prepare medicine for him, or bed, or dress. So those are, you know, not just worshiping, but to take complete care of him. So, original meaning is to take some authority, not authority, to take care of him, or to take business care or service. There's something. Then rose the mind of Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Maitreya, this thought. Oh, how great wonder that the Tathagata displayed. What may be, quote, what is the reason of the Lord producing so great a wonder, so great a wonder as this? You know, here he is sitting in meditation. And those description describes his self-rejoicing meditation. In his meditation, has this kind of quality. Even though he may not be aware of it, he is absorbed in, even though he is absorbed in deep meditation, his meditation has various qualities as this. And Maitreya and some Buddhas who had six powers or five powers. When we attain arahatship, we have six powers. We are supposed to have six powers. Every morning we recite, we say, Sammyo Roktsu. Sammyo Roktsu means arahat, various power. The power of thinking and remembering the former state of existence. This is, I think this is rather mysterious. But mysteriously speaking, it is former being, our former being. But moment after moment, we reincarnate, you know, from one state to the other. Sometime you will be a demon. Like this. With a horn on your head. Sometime you will be Asura. In anger. Or sometime you will be Karuda. With big wing, covering whole world. beautiful, golden wing. Sometimes we will be hungry ghost. if we do not have much food, we will be hungry ghost. We reincarnate one state to the other, always. A man of powerful power of sitting will realize our nature through and through. Then it means thinking and remembering the former state of existence, not former, but actual state of existence, which transform one state to the other. And capable of seeing everything. Capable of seeing everything. And capable of hearing everything. And insight to the others. And to attain perfect enlightenment. This is supposed to be arahat, to attain arahat. A and power-free activity. It is sometimes it is understood as a supernatural, or mostly maybe in arahat for arahat. This is supernatural activity. But for Mahayana Buddhist or Zen Buddhist, as you must have studied by various koan or Shobo Genzo, those are, you know, our usual, this kind of powers of free activity should be always within our life. If your friend wants water, you give water. Do you want this? That is that kind of free activity. That's kind of more intuitive, more natural activities. If you have, if your mind is rigid and stubborn, you cannot have this kind of freedom, and you cannot see what is happening around you. Anyway, those are the powers. And Maitreya, see, through had perfect insight in Buddha's meditation. What may be the cause? What is the reason of the road producing so great a wonder as this? And such astonishing, prodigious, inconceivable, powerful miracles now appear. Also, the Lord is absorbed in meditation. He could see it, but he couldn't figure out what it was. Why such a magnificent events happened? Why? Let me inquire about this matter. Who would be able here to explain it to me? He then thought, here is Manjushri, the prince lawyer who had prized his office under former genus and planted the root of goodness. Manjushri, who has prized his office. Now, this is a kind of, you know, not worship, but kind of, we say, puyo. To make office, this is, I don't know what do you mean to, by to make office, but to give him some office work. And under various, not only Shakyamuni Buddha, but various Buddha genus, and planted the root of goodness. While worshipping many Buddhas. This Manjushri, the prince royal, must have witnessed before such signs of the former tathagatas. Such signs of former tathagata. Such omens, you know, good omens of the tathagata. Those arahat, those perfectly enlightened Buddhas, of yore, he must have enjoyed the great conversations on the road. Therefore, will I inquire about this matter with Manjushri, the Prince Roy. And in this, phrase, the important words may be the perfectly enlightened Buddhas. Samyak Sambuddha, perfectly enlightened Buddhas. Samyak Sambuddhas. Those who attained Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. Supreme enlightenment. And arahats, you know arahats. And here it says grand conversation. Grand conversation on the road. On the road means on the first principle or on the teaching. And the grand conversation, grand, not only just conversation. It means also, it means sermons, not in its, I don't know Sanskrit so well, but conversations, in its wide sense, the original word means conversation. But it means sermons. Here it may be better to say sermons, grand sermons. He must have listened to or enjoyed the grand sermons on the road. And those are the important words. Perfectly enlightened, supremely enlightened, somebody. Samyak Sambodhi. Now, this Manjushri, the Prince Royal. Prince Royal means Buddha's, maybe Buddha's successor. He passed away. This is not Manjushri, but Shariputra passed away before Buddha. And most likely, this Manjushri, Bodhisattva, is characterized by Shariputra, maybe. This Manjushri, the Prince Royal, must have witnessed before such signs of the former time. You see, here, this sutra was told by, supposed to be told, or written as if this sutra was told by Buddha himself, but actually there's no doubt that this sutra was not told by him. But if we understand Buddha, if we understand Buddha as a not only Dhammakaya Buddha, but also Sambhagaya Buddha, or Dhammakaya Buddha, or one Buddha, based on the idea, based on the three bodies of Buddha, then this sort of sutra, again and again, was told by many Buddhas before. So Manjushri Bodhisattva must have seen it, you know, when he attended so many Buddhas in his former life. Do you understand this kind of, not technique, but idea of describing the truth? The truth is truth because it exists forever. Whether Buddha tells us about it or not, it exists. But someone must have seen or realized it. So someone like Manjushri, I don't know why exactly, who exactly, we don't know who, but someone must have, some unknown person before Buddha must have seen those things, must have attended real Buddha. And Manjushri must be one of them, and he must have seen it before. And he must have actually, you know, not only seen those six good omens, but also this must have listened, you know, must have heard of those teaching directly from Buddha, from one of the Buddhas, which existed, which appeared before Buddha. And in this way, after those miraculous, mysterious omens, Buddha will start his sermon called Lotus Sutra. So Manjushri, you know, Maitreya, Bodhisattva Maitreya, inquired about this with Manjushri. And next paragraph, last paragraph, page 8, and the former and the four classes of the audience, monks, nuns, male and female lay devotees, numerous gods, nayas, goblins, Gandharavas, demons, Garudas, Kinnaras, great serpents, men and being not human. On seeing the magnificence of this great miracle of the Lord, we were struck with astonishment, amazement and curiosity, and thought, let us inquire this magnificent miracle has been produced by the great power of the Lord. The four classes of the audience, namely monks, nuns, and male and female lay devotees, numerous gods, numerous devas, various, they had various devas since of old, Narayas, dragons, like eight kinds of dragons, goblins, as I said, goblins means yakshas, yasha. They will be ill-natured one and good-natured one. Anyway, they are various spirits, goblins, and Gandharavas, demons is asura, to fight like asura, with many hands, and mostly painted in his body, whole his body red, and his eyes is navy blue. Mostly Buddha, Indian gods and Buddhas are right. So, in all his hands, he has arms, swords and arrows, and many arms, armed. Not armed, but he has many arms. He's mostly naked. So. And Gandharuvas are a group of deity. Time of the Rig Veda, maybe 1,000 years or more before Lord Buddha. And Gandharas is big winged bird, which eats Narayas. Narayas, dragons. Kinnaras are, as you know, right? Whether he is man or animal, it's Kinnar. Man or animal. This is Mahora. Mahora. We say Mahora, but Mahora. Great serpents. This is mystified mythological being of serpents. Men and men include, you know, to a great astonishment, include
include hair, celestial being. Men include all the six states of all the being which exist in six states of world will be incarnated in those states. So men include the six worlds. Heaven and mankind and Asura. Asura is, you know, Asura here we name Asura here, but Asura is included in the men. And some demons too. Will be sometimes demons like Asura. And animal. Animal is not men, you may say, but so far as we are, we will be incarnated into men. We count them as a man, and so hungry ghosts, and so who is in hell too. But this is one interpretation of the six worlds or men. But there are many interpretations for about what is man and what is not not human. But I think it may be proper to understand man as human being includes this kind of six states, which is supposed to be our various states of human existence. Men and being not human. On seeing the magnificence of this great miracle of Lord, we are struck with astonishment, amazed, and curiosity. This is the, you know, why we repeat the third word. We struck with astonishment, amazement, and curiosity. This is give you some reason. And make you remember better. And this is the purpose of repeating various synonym words one after another. And there must be some rhyme in it sometimes. As you will find in the part of verse or poem about this description. In Sanskrit, I don't know Sanskrit, but Sanskrit, in Sanskrit, there are, they their literature is very rhythmical and half of it may be poem style. And this sutra also by the way, has two parts, the Gyata part and what do you call the order. Gyata path and cross path does not accord with there is some difference in order or even in the content there is some difference. And which is path and which is which was cross path is path was its order, or Gyata path is order. No one knows, maybe. Maybe they are studying, they have, which is order. Or they are written in the, at the same time. But it doesn't, they say it does not look right. Written in the same pattern at the same time. Because sometimes content is not same, and order is not. At the same time, page 9, the second paragraph, at the same moment, at that every very instant, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva, Maitreya knew in his mind the thought arising in the mind of the four classes of here. And he spoke to Manjushri, the prince Sora. What for Manjushri is the cause, what is the reason of the wonderful prodigious, miraculous sign having been produced by the Lord. Look, how these 18,000 Buddha seals appear variegated. Extremely beautiful, directed by Tathāgata. Superintended by Tathāgata and superintended by Tathāgata. Tathāgata and superintended by Tathāgata. Here, I must point out some points. Here it says, the Bodhisattva, Mahasattva Maitreya, knew in his mind the thought arising in the minds of the four classes of the earth. And he spoke most. Here, he knew, but this is also one of the six powers of Arahant, or maybe Bodhisattva. uh, and in some version, those names are repeated twice. Those names like four classes of hearers and hearers. Not only four classes of hearers, but also the names of goblins, gods and devas and nayas and yakshas, those on there eight creatures and being names of eight creatures being again repeated here. But in this translation or in this original text, no, there's no those names are not repeated here. And here again the third line, or second, third and second line from the end of this paragraph. Look how these 18,000 Buddha figures appear variegated and variegated, beautiful. One more word is here, one here, but translated, skipped, one word here. And the translator is from of course, from Sanskrit, it says original text was the text written on old text. This is in some museum in London. So in that there must be the word beautiful here. Why we repeat and they repeat the same word like this, as I said, to give some reason to the sentence. So, but in English it may not be so good to repeat so many times. Variegated, beautiful, extremely beautiful, same thing. Same thing happened already. About six, the earth, four earths shaped in six ways. Six ways, this way, stronger, this way, and more stronger this way. And this way, trembling is maybe this way. Don't you think? This way is shaped, maybe. This way is to tremble, or toss. Toss and more harder. This is the repetition of same thing. And here it appears again, but translate skip. Beautiful. And extremely beautiful. Directed by Tathagata and superintended by Tathagata. This is also repetition. directed by Tathagata, not directed by Tathagata, and superintended and intended by Tathagata. And this is the end of the prose part of the first introductory chapter. Do you have some question? About those names, hopefully, Louise, make me some copy. Those names. Not all of them, in particular.
In the book, we hear again and again about different spiritual beings, such as devas, nagas, goblins, gandharvas, demons, gurus, kinaras, and great servants.
Mm-hmm.
And in Milarepa, almost half of the book, it talks about his subjugation and conversion of these different types of beings. And I really don't have any idea what they're talking about. If they're talking about something that has an actual existence, which we're able to perceive at a certain point, or whether these are some type of something within our consciousness, and what it means when it says later on in the sutra that the earth opens up and out of the cracks of the earth come all of these different types of beings. It's very difficult for me to imagine, what they are.
Oh, you are still bound by sutra. This is, our way of understanding. The difference between the people stick to the sutra and people who understand the meaning of the sutra. And for the people who understand the meaning of the sutra, this description is not good enough. It must be more fancy. Should be endlessly fancy. One or two books is not good enough. We understand it, but whatever you say, whatever you think, it is already understood with by us before we understand it. Before we know it, we know it. If you say something, yeah, it may be so. It may be miraculous. Don't you know something? Could you tell me something more miraculous? We understand in that way. That is rather by a dangerous way. He did not say, he did not ridicule those sutras. He is very serious. Maybe he respected this sutra best, most. But it is very serious matter. That point is very serious matter.
question. Why the sutras say describe what horrible things will happen to you if you don't sleep in the sutra, and it talks about how your body will be covered with pillars and all kinds of horrible things. It sounded to me like hellfire and brimstone Christianity, you know, condemned to eternal hell. Is that what it's supposed to be, or is it something else?
Maybe. We say, you know, result is will result immediately, not after, later. Punishment. To do something is already punishment. That you do something is already punishment, not later. Do you understand? Good.
why does the sutra say so many awful things about women?
Why,
if you're lucky,
then
you'll be born
a man. What do you think? There are some great difference between nature and man and women. If you take it, you know, it is after the viewpoint, not there's no need to stick to the criticism or evaluation, but there's some truth, you know, not in term of but sometimes, you know, when we talk about Buddha mind, we say kind mind, we say old ladies mind, we do not say old ones mind. When we say Buddha mind is parents' mind, but we say parents, but father and mother we say, but father is suffix, it means actually mother. So in this sense, what you acquire, the quality you have, is maybe deeper and wider and heavier, heavy material. So sometimes it may be difficult to saw because material is so thick. But after you make your wearing, it may be very warm and strong. So, before you make it, it may be criticized. It may be criticized. But after you make it, we will appreciate the quality. The same thing. When we are involved in the practice to attain something, in other words, to make wearing, you know, we tend to be critical with the thickness of the material. But like Mahayana teaching, when we put more emphasis on our practice
as a man, as a being who has Buddha nature. We put emphasis more on the quality of the material. So that is why in Mahayana Buddhism, when we talk about mercy or Buddha mind, we refer to the mercy of parents, especially mother's mind. Some more time, or some more questions.
I have two questions. First of all, from what you just said about repetition, in my mind, then this sutra was probably memorized in it originally, and that accounts for part of the form of it, this repetitious rhythmic form. Is it that true?
It is said so. To memorize. Sometimes when we memorize, it is convenient to put it some form in some form. We can recite it easily. We can. The sentence comes one after another. And sometimes they memorize by number one, number two, number three, or various simple statements.
Yesterday, or the day before yesterday's lectures, it seemed to me that there's a connection between Buddha fields and Sangha Vasaya Buddha.
Yeah, Buddha fields. Buddha fields. Yeah. Sangha Vasaya Buddha includes all the Buddha fields.
Is more than that?
More than one Buddha field.
No, but more than all Buddha fields. Can we think of... can I think in this way? If I think of reincarnation, past and future, of all beings, there must be some connecting something. This is what we were talking about last time, between that makes it my reincarnation, my past life, my future life. The fact that I can say my means that there must be some connection between the past and the future.
Uh-huh.
It's not a physical thing, but there is some connection.
Yeah.
Now, if I take the past back infinitely, if I can just say that, and the future forward infinitely,
mm-hmm.
then I have a Buddha field.
Yeah. Buddha field.
If we apply this to everyone, then we have some vast number of Buddha fields.
Yeah.
And then we have the body of Sammasakaya Buddha.
Yeah, many Buddha fields, we say, but many Buddha fields actually, maybe one Buddha field